Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Many of you are going to be angry, and you should be, because Michael Sussman has been acquitted. The trial did, however, bring some good things to light. It revealed that Clinton had a role in the Russia collusion hoax. Now, I warned you that I thought there was a very good chance last week, if you listened to our podcast, that in fact, I was worried that Sussman would walk. Why? Because there were three Clinton supporters on the jury. Three different people that gave money to Hillary Clinton's campaign and supported Bill Clinton, one of them when he ran for president. You have to understand that even when Jimmy Carter and other liberals were being blown out in elections nationwide, Washington, D.C. overwhelmingly supported failed Democratic candidates for the White House. Washington, D.C. is where this trial took place. There was a very clear reason why the trial was going to take place there, and it was because of what I just described to you. D.C. is a tough place to get hardcore lefties who live there to convict liberals for committing crimes. If you are a liberal and you commit a political crime, the number one place that you want to be tried is actually in Washington, D.C., and now you know why. It doesn't mean, by the way, that this is a failure. Yes, I would have loved to have had a conviction, and I do think it's ridiculous that we didn't get one, but I'm also a realist, and I'm not surprised. And the reason why I say that I'm just not surprised is because it's D.C., and there is precedent for this. There is precedent that we all knew about, that we understood clearly on this. But first, I want to take a quick moment to tell you about our good friends over at Legacy Precious Metals. You know what's going on in the economy. You know what's happening on Wall Street. And you know what's going on with inflation. So are you protecting your hard-earned dollars, your assets? Do you have a hedge against inflation? Are you terrified every day that you've lost a massive amount of money when the stock market is having these crazy drops? Well, are you diversified? And if you are diversified, you don't have to worry as much. That's where Legacy Precious Metals comes in. Legacy Precious Metals can help you have a blueprint to protect your hard-earned dollars. As interest rates go up, inflation goes up, Democrats are trying to raise taxes, and a skyrocketing national debt. Now is a time for you to take a look at protecting your dollars and controlling your future with gold and precious metals. A lot of people move to gold and precious metals during times like these. It is a hedge against inflation. It's a way to protect your assets. And right now you can call Legacy Precious Metal and get the free investor's guide. Make sure you call them and see if gold and precious metals is right for you and your retirement. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Also, want to remind you, please make sure that you auto-download or subscribe our podcast right now so you get it every day for free. Now, let's talk about what actually did come out of this trial. And there were some good things that came out of this trial. Number one, we now know a lot more about Hillary Clinton directing the entire hoax against Donald Trump. And as this former Hillary Clinton campaign lawyer, Michael Sussman, was acquitted of lying to the FBI when he fed it false information about supposed collusion between then-candidate Donald Trump and Russia during the 2016 campaign, I think we all know, as one conservative described it to me today, don't forget, O.J. Simpson was also acquitted. Never forget that. Now, Sussman, we know for a fact, gave the FBI data that had been produced by researchers working with the Clinton campaign. We know that the FBI internally, as well as the CIA, pretty much instantaneously said that these dots connecting Donald Trump to Russia and Alpha Bank were, well, made up. And were made up by the, quote, source that gave it to the FBI. But they just need a reason to go after Donald Trump. They need a reason to link Trump to a Russia bank, and they need a reason to undermine Trump and then to be able to impeach him. Now, the accusation was found to be groundless. That has come out of this trial. It was, in fact, a part of an overall Russian collusion conspiracy theory that the Clinton campaign made up, not the Russians. And it was used to smear Donald Trump during the campaign and also after his victory. It was also used as for the basis for actually spying on Donald Trump and Donald Trump's campaign. Now, as you know, the Sussman case was very simple. Sussman was accused of presenting himself in his own text messages to the FBI as what he described as a concerned citizen when he was actually working for Hillary Clinton and billing the Clinton campaign for the hours for which he met with the FBI, claiming he was working for no one, not working on behalf of a client, coming on his own accord. The jury included up to three donors that we know of to Hillary Clinton. We also know that the judge, which was an Obama-appointed judge, significantly limited the prosecutor's evidence. The defense argued that even if Sussman was found to have given the FBI inaccurate information about his motives, the lie, quote, was immaterial to the investigation that followed. Now, Durham argued that the FBI protected Sussman's sources as a result of the alleged lie, and that investigators would not have pursued the Alpha Bank tip had they known the source of the data was actually Hillary Clinton and her campaign, that they made it up, that it was all a lie and never happened. Many observers agreed that the evidence against Michael Sussman was convincing, but that he might prevail based on jury nullification, an effort by the jury to reject the charges, regardless of guilt, because of their political sympathies with the defendant, and that goes back to the deck that was stacked against prosecution from the very beginning. The jury included up to three donors to Hillary Clinton. This should have never happened. Columnist Byron York of the Washington Examiner observed in the hours before the verdict was delivered this in the early publication. Quote, there is no doubt Sussman lied to the FBI. There is no doubt he is guilty. But the trial is taking place in Washington, perhaps the deepest blue jury pool in the United States. Durham's prosecutors are facing a jury that has three Clinton donors, also an AOC donor, and a woman whose daughter is on the same sports team as Sussman's daughter. George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley said recently this, with the exception of randomly selecting people out of D.C. headquarters, you could not come up, quote, with a worse jury. So there are two major revelations from the Sussman trial. Byron York says, and this is before the verdict came down, this was printed. Elements in and around the Clinton campaign sought to weaponize the FBI. And the FBI welcomed the effort, all in the name of defeating the Republican nominee for president, Donald J. Trump. So the Clinton strategy worked. That is the point of all this, Byron York went on to say. No, it did not make Clinton president of the United States of America. The voters just did not want that, and we know why. But it did enormous damage to the Trump presidency and the Trump administration, which was a core that the Democrats wanted to happen, and we know that. The acquittal is a defeat for special counsel John Durham, and that's how the media will spin it tonight and tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Why? Because they want to undermine him. He was appointed to investigate the Russian collusion hoax, which was created for a fact by the Clinton campaign. And it took root in the FBI and undermined the incoming Trump administration and his entire presidency. Still, Durham succeeded in revealing that Hillary Clinton herself personally approved the leak of the Alpha Bank hoax to the media. The Alpha Bank hoax was intended as a political October surprise to damage Trump in the days before voters headed to the polls. Durham's investigation, by the way, will continue. In October, he will prosecute a researcher who allegedly was the source for the former British spy, Christopher Steele, who worked for Fusion GPS to produce the fraudulent Russian dossier on Donald Trump. Now, the Sussman trial confirmed that the Clinton campaign, and this is maybe the most important thing that came out of this trial. So if you think that everything's lost, you're wrong. The Sussman trial does confirm that the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee paid Fusion GPS through Democrat election lawyer Mark Ellis, and Durham's ability to obtain further indictments, yes, may be limited because of this, but it doesn't mean that it's over. Now, if you want to be frustrated, you should be frustrated with what I would refer to as a rigged jury. The rigged jury is significant. The rigged jury pool was very clear. The fact that you had three Clinton donors, an AOC donor, and a woman whose daughter's on the same sports team as Sussman tells you that you basically had probably five people that walked in there with hardcore bias, significant bias, to make sure that Sussman walked, and they hated Donald Trump so much that they gave to the campaign of Hillary Rodham Clinton the most unfavorable and the most unpopular Democratic presidential candidate in my lifetime. During the primaries, never forget, Hillary Clinton had a 74% unfavorability with Democratic primary voters. Don't ever forget that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
you guys, we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
problem.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
You get into, right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from 4 Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, an all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben. Now, the media is going to do everything that they can to make sure that they tell you that the Durham investigation is done for, right? If they didn't get this first conviction, and they're going to argue this was a very easy conviction to get, then the entire Durham investigation is over. It's done. Shut it down. Move on. And that's it. That's what they're going to say. Let me explain to you again why that should not be the case. Number one, there's still a lot more to talk about here. And the fact that you have an AOC donor, the fact that you have a woman whose daughter's on the same sports team as Sussman, the guy who's on trial, you think that woman's going to vote to convict somebody of a crime when her daughter's on the same team with the dad? Come on. The fact that you had a jury that had three Clinton donors on it, I mean, let's talk about the Clinton donors for just a second here. Because we know for sure now that, quote, as many as three donors to Hillary Clinton's past presidential campaigns are members of the jury in this trial of the former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman. And prosecutors working with the special counsel John Durham contend that Sussman concealed his work for the campaign when passing along the information to the FBI about this alleged link between then-candidate Trump and Russia, and Alpha Bank in Russia. We know from his own text messages that he had to misrepresent himself just to get the meeting at the FBI. Another woman, by the way, who appeared to be in her 40s, says she likely, quote unquote, likely donated to Clinton's 2016 campaign, but wasn't entirely sure. I don't buy that for a moment. You're telling me that you wrote a check to Hillary Clinton's campaign for the presidency, but you're not sure if you wrote the check to Hillary Clinton's campaign for the presidency? If you write a check to a campaign that you believe in, you're going to know it. Another Clinton campaign supporter, a former bartender who appeared to be in her 20s, said she'd also donated to progressive firebrand AOC. But they put her on the jury in anyway. Another juror, quote, had a husband who actually worked on Clinton's first failed presidential campaign. She was not struck from the jury. She served. So her husband was paid, worked on Clinton's first failed presidential campaign. All of this happens. And all of these people were allowed on the jury. All of them were denied the protests because they're in Washington, D.C. So did anything good come out of this trial? Yes. I will remind you the biggest thing that came out of this trial, the most important thing that came out of this trial, and that is when the former Hillary Rodham Clinton campaign manager was forced to testify in the Sussman trial, this is what he said.
A little bit of surprise in the courtroom when Robbie Mook, the 2016 Hillary Clinton campaign manager, just answered a question casually that she personally approved sending that story to the media. As you mentioned, it deals with an allegation or an accusation about the Trump organization, not the Trump campaign, but the Trump organization, having a back channel to a Russian bank named Alpha Bank, which has some ties to the Kremlin, some Russian oligarchs that are close with Vladimir Putin. So to give everyone a little bit of a backstory on this story, because it is complicated, there are a lot of twists and turns. Hillary Clinton had a campaign attorney named Michael Sussman. He is on trial right now behind me in federal court because in September 2016, he went to his friend, who happened to be the general counsel at the FBI, a man named James Baker, and Sussman said, I have some information linking the Trump organization to a Russian-based bank via a back channel, via a computer server. James Baker took the information at the FBI. The FBI investigated. They found out there was nothing to it, Kaylee, as you mentioned. Hillary Clinton's team at the campaign also found out about that information, and we are learning today via Robbie Mook, the campaign manager. She personally was briefed on this allegation about the Russian bank and Trump organization, and she said, okay, go ahead, give it to the media, and that's where we are right now. Sussman is charged with one count of providing a false statement to the FBI. The trial's been going on for a week. It's expected to continue another week, but again, definitely a little bit of a surprise in the courtroom, I think, from not only the government, but the defense when Robbie Mook went ahead and admitted that Clinton herself gave the go-ahead for disseminating that story, which turned out to be false.
Now, why did the Clinton campaign manager testify this way? Because he was under oath. He was under oath. That's why. Now, of course, there's going to be spin that comes out of this. CNN immediately went on the air talking about how amazing this acquittal is, talking about how incredible it is. Breaking news, Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman acquitted of lying to the FBI. Major blow to the Durham investigation is what they had on at the bottom of the screen. And this is how now that a trial they did not cover until after he's acquitted. Now they're all over it. Listen to this.
Perspective now from Ellie Honig, CNN legal analyst, former U.S. attorney. Ellie, so a defeat for Mr. Durham. What do you see as the significance here?
Yeah, John, this is a stark rebuke to John Durham and his entire investigation, which has now been going for more than 3 years. This case was really the centerpiece of what John Durham has done so far. The jury rejected this. And it's worth noting, John, that the vast majority of federal cases, over 95% of all federal cases, result in conviction. Most of those are by guilty plea. But even those cases that go to trial, the vast majority end in conviction. So the fact that this is a not guilty verdict is really a stark rebuke. The gist of the allegations here was that this lawyer, Michael Sussman, lied to the FBI.
By the way, we have to just pause here. I love how he doesn't give you any data or stats on what the jury convictions are of Democratic operatives when they're charged in Washington, D.C. People of the Democratic Party. Give me that stat. I love that he admits that, hey, look, this was the perfect jury set of jurors for this case. You had three people that gave money to Hillary Clinton's campaign. Another one thinks she gave. One that husband worked for Hillary, worked for the actual Clinton campaign. And, oh, there's another one that gave to AOC. And then finally, there's a juror on there whose own child is on the same sports team as the dude on trial. You'd think, right, if you're really going to give a fair and balanced viewpoint of this, you would put all that in there. No. Why would we do that? Because that's the news they don't want you to know about.
When he came in and gave information about purported links between the Trump Organization and a Russian bank. The problem, though, is the FBI lawyer testified in front of Congress 2 years after that he could not remember whether this lawyer lied about his connections to Hillary Clinton or not. So this case was in trouble from the start, and now we have this not guilty verdict.
And so
let me say one other thing here. You know, he says, well, this was in trouble from the start. You want to know why they weren't covering this trial? Because they were afraid that the evidence would be so damning. And it was damning because they had his own text messages saying and lying to the FBI, setting up the meeting. I'm coming on my own accord. I am not working for someone else. I'm not working with someone else. Right? That's what was said here. He said it in his own words. That's why they weren't covering this. They chose not to cover it because they thought, man, unless this jury is so packed with Clinton supporters, which it was, and even then, they still may convict the guy. But as soon as the acquittal came down, game on. Game on. By the way, former U.S. Attorney Bill Barr offered his perception of the Hillary Clinton campaign seditious Russian collusion hoax against former President Donald Trump during and after the 2016 election.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing.
That's the problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben.
Bill Barr opened up about what he had to deal with, and really what Donald Trump had to deal with, in a long interview that he did. And the former U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr offered up his perception of the Hillary Clinton campaign. He called it seditious. He said the seditious Russian collusion hoax that they created out of thin air against former President Donald Trump during and after the 2016 election. He said the whole Russiagate thing was a grave injustice. It appears to be a dirty political trick that was used first to hobble him, referring to Trump, and then potentially to drive him from office, which goes back to what I said, overthrowing the will of the people. They tried to basically overthrow a free and fair election through lying, and certainly influence the election. Now, some have described this as a hoax. Others have called it the word treason. Now, in this interview he did with Glenn Beck, Beck explained that he didn't want to use the word treason to describe the hoax, but asked Barr if he could consider at least seditious. I believe it is seditious, yes, the former attorney general replied, and whether that can be proved in court as a crime is one issue. But I think people are now coming to see what actually happened. It was a gross injustice, and it hurt the United States in many ways, including what we're seeing in Ukraine these days. It distorted our foreign policy and so forth. Beck then asked Barr in this sit-down interview if he was really, if he had really wanted the attorney general position. He said he did not. He explained that he'd been easing into retirement, but that he feared that the U.S. was headed into a constitutional crisis. The president, quote, was not getting his due as president. He was entitled, having won the election, to implement his administration, and they had him on the ropes. And a lot of people, the regular bar, the line of the bar, were not stepping forward. Welcome to the swamp. Now, the interview came as jurors began deliberating in the trial of the former Perkins Coie lawyer, Michael Sussman, who was accused of lying to the FBI about who he was representing when he provided then the FBI's top lawyer, James Baker, with data and, quote, white papers, which alleged that the then candidate Donald Trump had, quote, covert ties to the Kremlin-linked Alpha Bank during a September the 2016 meeting. We know it's crap. We know it's all made up. The reality was that he was working on behalf of the Clinton campaign and tech executive one, who, according to the Washington Examiner, is known to be the former executive, Rodney Jouffe, of Neustar. During the first week of the trial, the explosive testimony from the 2016 Clinton campaign manager, which the mainstream media refused to cover, Robbie Mook, definitively tied Hillary Clinton directly to the Trump-Russian collusion hoax for the first time. He was under oath, and he said, and again, this is the takeaway I mentioned earlier, and Bill Barr says it here. He tied her. He admitted that Clinton herself gave the go-ahead to alert the media to their bogus allegations against Trump, knowing what the media would do. The media would what? Run with it. Because they hated Donald Trump, and they wanted to destroy him. They weren't going to fact-check it. They weren't going to ask any questions. They were just going to move forward, and they were going to do it. Robbie Mook admitted that Clinton herself gave the go-ahead. So although the special counsel John Durham's team was able to obtain a text message from Sussman stating that he was providing this information to the FBI as, quote, a concerned citizen, and the team claims to have proof that Sussman billed the Clinton campaign for his time on the date of the meeting, a conviction in the case was not possible for one reason. You had a stacked jury of actual donors to the Hillary Clinton campaign, former workers, family members who worked on the Clinton campaign, and AOC donors, including one person that said, I think I gave to Hillary Clinton, but I can't remember. So you just randomly write checks to political campaigns that you believe in so much that you're willing to write a check, but you can't remember if you gave money to Hillary Clinton's campaign. Is it because maybe you hate Donald Trump so much you're willing to lie to get on a jury so that you make sure you protect your team? Is it possible that you thought, hey, if I just tell you I can't remember, that somehow you won't be able to keep me off of this jury? Barr also discussed the role of the system in preventing the prosecution of individuals who perpetrated the hoax against Trump. Beck asked the question, it leads us to think the whole system is absolutely rigged against us. Barr responded by saying, I do think there is a degree to which the system has a double standard and still has a double standard and is rigged against Republicans. Barr also was asked another question. It said, well, hold on a second, explain. Beck explained that he doesn't want his side to receive special treatment. He just wants the truth. And Barr said, there are parts of the Department of Justice that I think have a double standard and they will pursue Republicans. He said, I didn't trust Comey, Barr replied. Beck said, by the way, I don't trust the FBI. I've never been that way. And Barr said, well, I don't trust Comey and his crowd that were running the FBI. And I do think the FBI has some issues that need to be addressed, but I don't think it is thoroughly corrupt. Just at the top, I guess, right? Just at the top. So the takeaway is, yes, the system is rigged. Yes, there's corruption at the top levels of the FBI. Yes, he didn't trust James Comey when he was running the FBI. all of these things. And there's one reason why. Because all the people involved in this collusion knew from the beginning it was a lie, and they went with it anyway. You have to understand something here. They didn't, okay, let's be very clear. I want to be abundantly clear here. No one was hoodwinked into believing that something didn't happen that happened. I want to be clear. They all knew that the story was a lie. They all understood that the story was a lie. And they had no problem going with it because they were fine with the lie. Because they hated Donald J. Trump. Now, should you be discouraged because this is a crappy day? I'll admit that. This sucks. It's unfair. It's the reality of the situation we're in. Here's what I'll tell you. I'm not going to stop exposing these people for what they are doing to this country. I'm not going to sit here and just say, I feel defeated today. And I do feel defeated today. I do feel like the system is rigged. I want to make that clear. But I'm not going to sit here and just stop trying to expose the significant information that we got out of this trial, which is that Hillary Clinton directed all of this. And Durham is not done yet. Does that mean that maybe he can get a better venue for other prosecutions? I don't know. But this investigation into this attorney will forever go down, and this trial will go down in history as confirming that Hillary Clinton orchestrated and ordered the execution of the Russia hoax collusion scandal to destroy this country, to take out Donald Trump, and to be used against him to impeach him. That's what I do know. And that's why we don't stop fighting for the truth. Make sure, by the way, that you share this podcast with your family and friends. Hit that little forward arrow and text it or put it on social media so other people can hear about this story about how dangerous our open border is. While the media does everything it can to try to shut you down, silence us, and make sure no one knows what's really happening. Also, hit that auto download or subscribe button so you get this podcast each and every day for free. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.